This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
There are often topics that, as a conservative or as a Republican, you try not to touch. They're the third rail. But if you're Jared Kushner, you don't care because you just want to see success. And prison reform is one of those topics. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Thanks for being part of it. At Rich Cioli. I'll tell you a story. Years and years ago, there was a United States attorney for New Jersey named Chris Christie. He charged a guy and got a big indictment for a guy named Charles Kushner. Sent him away. He didn't like the first sentence, so he appealed the sentence. Got a longer sentence, 24 months. And he was sent to Alabama for tax evasion and other crimes. And then he was in a New Jersey halfway house for the rest of the time. So every Sunday, Jared Kushner would travel to see his dad in prison. And look, I still have my suspicions. And I said this the other night. I was having cigars at the Smoking Dog with some of my Jersey political buddies. And I said this. I still think that was to pave the way for a certain other political boss to be able to rise up. And that's my own theory on why he went to prison, Charles Kushner. But regardless, for Jared, it was personal. So right now, 4 o'clock in Bedminster at Trump National Golf Club, they're having a roundtable on prison reform right now. I want to share this article with you from the Washington Examiner. Thursday's roundtable at President Trump's summer White House in New Jersey to address prison reform and sentencing reform with governors is the latest bid top aide Jared Kushner will do in a bipartisan issue. In getting Trump to carve out part of his working vacation at his golf club in Bedminster, Kushner and other officials are hoping to demonstrate how important the issues are to the president as he works to get a Senate vote next month. I mentioned to you the prison reform bill passed the House. Now it's got to go to the Senate. The problem is you have some Republicans who are authoritarians. You know, somebody asked me the other day about, so what label do you use? Libertarian? Look, first of all, libertarian is a political party. It's also a philosophy. I have nothing to do with the political party of the Libertarian Party. Nothing. Zero. I vote Republican because I know, and I've said this a million times, and I'll say it again, you can't win with a third-party candidate. You just can't. Our system is set up for two parties. That's never going to change. Look, you might win races here and there. You're never going to win as anything but a Democrat or Republican. It's just, it's a fact. Grow up and understand the facts of life. Gravity is real. The moon landing was fake, but the two-party system is very, very real. Actually, I am starting to think the moon landing was faked. The older I get, the more I think that was pulled off quite well, by the way, in a Hollywood studio. This might be the one conspiracy I actually believe in, the moon landing.
But you know the theory is you can't just believe in one. You have to believe in it.
That's Dr. Mass's theory, Greg, and I reject that.
I reject it, too, because I'm with you, and that's probably the only one I believe. Well, that and the JFK thing.
No, I'm convinced it was Oswald.
No, you're wrong.
It was Oswald. No. Dawn, do you believe in any conspiracies, by the way?
No.
No? None whatsoever?
I don't think so.
So the moon landing happened. JFK was shot by Oswald. Everything is exactly the way they say it is.
Pretty much.
What about the deep state? Do you believe that?
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, we all know there is a deep state.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy. They call us conspiracy nuts for that. There is a deep state, though,
for
sure.
There is a deep state.
They faked the moon landing.
No.
And they killed Kennedy, by the way.
They protect us.
And they also crashed Amelia Earhart's plane and shot Lincoln, too.
Yeah.
Blamed an actor named John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. I could go on all day with it. We'll just do a conspiracy show one day. If we ever get a slow day, maybe we'll just do that for 3 hours.
We're never going to get
get a slow day.
It'd be amazing, right? Anyway, so people ask me, libertarian, conservative, Republican. I think the key point is this. I want less government in my life. I want you and me and your family to enjoy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I want freedom. I want to maximize liberty. Every time I'm presented with a question, I always ask, does this maximize liberty or not? That's my bar for things. Is it maximize liberty or not? And the problem is that in our two-party system, because if you are somebody with libertarian leanings and you want to get elected, like Rand Paul wouldn't be a senator right now if he ran as a libertarian in Kentucky. You got to come to the mainstream party. Ron Paul, same thing. He was a congressman from Texas for years, libertarian as you get, but he would not have been a member of Congress without being a Republican. And I've had this debate with people in the Libertarian Party and the Constitutional Party and the whatever party and the Conservative Party and say, look, it's a two-party system. It's just the way it is. But within that, you're going to have spheres. I mentioned earlier the Democratic Party has a civil war going on because a lot of people there would run as socialists if they could get elected, like Bernie did in Vermont, but they can't. So the best they can do is run as a Democrat and then try to pull the party to the left. The problem is a lot of people run as Republicans. They have zero interest in limited government, zero interest in fiscal restraint, zero. They're actually liberals at heart. Liberals, not libertarians, liberals. There's a difference. A huge difference. Liberals today, unfortunately, are not what classical liberals were at the founding of this country. You go back in time, it's you're sitting at a bar in Philly, you're having a beer with Thomas Jefferson, you're hanging out. He would describe himself as a classical liberal, the philosophy of John Locke, with limited government, maximizing human freedom. That's how you get the best outcome of things. Freedom, capitalism, economic liberty, 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 liberty. That's how you get to the best place you can get. Liberals today believe the opposite. They believe in restraining the individual, restraining the economy, controlling the methods, controlling the output, controlling the speech, controlling the economic levers. They believe in those things. Well, guess what? A lot of Republicans are actually liberals. Libertarians believe in basically tearing it all down and just letting people do whatever the hell they want without government involved. And I agree with a lot of it. I just don't agree with the open borders concept because I understand that we have a welfare state in this country and that people come in here and then they wind up just sucking from the teat. You know what I mean? So the point is, though, is that a lot of these liberal Republicans are also very authoritarian. And when they hear things like prison reform, they get very nervous because they're very tough on crime. You know, they're of the mindset of the Chris Christie mold, which is you broke the law, you go away. You go away and you pay. Yeah, you may not be a threat to anybody, but that's okay. You might have kids at home. That's okay. We could put an anklet bracelet on you and just let you stay at home. But instead, we're going to charge the taxpayers $40,000 to $60,000 a day for the cost of your room and board and ship you away somewhere to teach you a lesson as we advance our own political careers. You want to know why Chris Christie's not in Trump's cabinet? So what Jared Kushner is able to do is he's able to bring a diverse coalition together of people that normally conservatives would not sit down with, which is sad. Trump will sit down with them, which is excellent. I really admire that about this president. And there's some things I disagree with him on. Obviously, I've mentioned tariffs, but I love this. And the point about this is that he's not going to get the credit he deserves for this. He's not going to get the media coverage he deserves for this either. A Kushner ally, who is probably Ken Kirsten, said the following off the record. Jared has the ability to go into no-go zones for Republicans. He says he doesn't stick to any partisan angle when he's trying to nail down a victory for the White House. So the people that are going to be there are religious figures and pastors, the NAACP. Right now, the president is meeting with the NAACP and black pastors at Bedminster. He's also meeting with members of the group Right on Crime. Right on Crime is a group of conservatives who want to see prison reform, sentencing reform, the end to mandatory minimums, the end to all the nonsense that goes on in our justice system. The president's meeting with them too. He's meeting with the Heritage Foundation president, former president Jim DeMint, who's been outstanding on this issue of sentencing reform. The president today is also meeting with the some of the people from the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are libertarian-leaning people as well, and they have also advocated for prison reform, sentencing reform, etc. I don't know about you, but it seems to me with all the nonsense that's thrown at President Trump, calling him a racist, an authoritarian, a fascist, and not nonsense, here you have a president who is really, truly trying to reform the system. And it's going to take a lot of reform because there's a lot of people that make money off this, a lot of money that make people that make money off this. And if you think prisons are not a big money maker, then you've not been paying attention. A lot of people make money off of the incarceration in our country, which is why nobody ever touches this. And here's Trump doing it. Here's Trump doing it, sitting down with black pastors, the NAACP. Will the media give him credit? Will that be a lead story tonight on CBS or NBC? Will Lester Holt cover it? Will Jeff Glor And the other guy, the frantic one, David Muir. Will he cover it tonight? Will they start their day tomorrow on Morning Joe praising him for reaching across the aisle, bipartisanship, and bringing people together on an issue that really every American should care about, since you're paying the tab here, kids? The prison system is big business. It's also very expensive for taxpayers. The answer, of course, is no, they won't give him credit for any of this, because it goes against the narrative that he's a racist. If Donald Trump is a racist, why would he want to see African-Americans released from prison? If he was a racist, why would he want to see anybody who's black ever get out of a jail cell? Why would he sit down with the NAACP? Why would he sit down with black pastors? He had a black pastor last week say that this president is doing more for the black community in America than any other president before him. He said, with Obama, we got nothing. We got nothing from him on the issue of prison reform. We got nothing from him on the issue of sentencing reform. And I'll tell you, it takes a lot of guts for Trump to go down this road, because a lot of authoritarian Republicans, a lot of them are the same neocon war hawks. They can't stand that we're spending time on this issue. They're the lock them up, throw away the key crowd. So he deserves great credit for this. If you're a conservative, you're talking about small government. You're talking about maximizing individual liberty. If you are a liberal, you believe in the power of the state. Ask yourself, do you think you might be a little bit more liberal than you think? That you are, as Mark Levin says, more of a statist? You love the state. You love the state, and you love the ability of the state to control all aspects of life? Because if you do, then I think maybe you shouldn't use whatever label you were using. That's the problem with labels, of course, and the problem with our modern day and age, where you have Republicans who will fight him on this issue, which is pathetic. But I'm proud of Jared Kushner. I'm proud of the president. I'm proud of them for tackling this issue, and I hope they succeed in the United States Senate, where it's anybody's guess if they will. The Democrats, surprisingly, there's a few of them that want to help, but they are very nervous about giving Trump the win. And who's leading the charge on the Republican side? Outstanding conservative senators like Mike Lee and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others, who actually care about the Constitution and actually care about individual liberty, and they're fighting to get this through the Senate. So the president has met with them on the issue as well. So I'm sure tonight it will be all over the evening news. Now you know what they'll open the show with. Just kidding. They'll never even mention it. 855-839-1210, pound 1210. And to sell, this is the Zioli Show. Glad you are here.
Rich Zioli, 306. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.